Welcome back to Horizons. Eilish, welcome back to Horizons.
Thank you, David. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Can't complain.
So what are you here to speak to me about today?
I'm here again about the Jubilee of Choirs. So we are celebrating the Jubilee of Choirs this year all over the world. And there's a special celebration in Rome on the weekend of the 22nd and the 23rd of November. So we decided as a diocese that it would be lovely to celebrate all our choirs, music makers, musicians, cantors, folk groups, everybody. Anybody who's working in music ministry, we wanted to celebrate them here in the diocese. And we're doing that on the 18th of November in St. Mary's Cathedral in Killarney.
I understand as well that there's a number of workshops coming up in preparation for this that you'd like people to attend.
There is. We're going to have workshops in Castle Island, Killarney in the Pastoral Centre. I'm in Dingle in St. Mary's Church there. And then we're back in Killarney again on Sunday the 9th from 2 until 4 in St. Mary's Cathedral for our final big let's get together and see how this is going
rehearsal. Goodness, Eilish, this is an extraordinary amount of work. How are you managing it all with the travel as well?
Yeah, no, it's okay. I suppose I'm visiting schools as well in my other role. So therefore, I'm combining the two. So, for example, I'm going to Dingle to visit a school there. So I'm doing the workshop.
I guess the ideal circumstances is just if every child in every school you visited was an accomplished musician and then you could just do both at once.
Yes, well, no, we have an awful lot of very accomplished musicians, I must say, in schools. There's an amazing wealth out there, but yes, that would be the ideal, would be wonderful like that, but it's great. I was down in Castletown Bear not so long ago and they brought all the different parishes together there in Castletown Bear and it was fantastic. It was lovely. We had a lovely evening of just singing, bit of laughter, one or two mistakes made, not only by me but other people as well, and it's just lovely because we've picked all Irish music as well, which is lovely. So we've the Oria the Mass, and most people know that. There's one piece that we weren't so sure of, which was the Glore, or On Glore, which is fun to sing. I say fun and I use the term loosely. It took us a while to master it, but once you get it, then it's just such a beautiful piece. So it was fitting for some of us who aren't that good at Irish, I suppose. It was fun for us to have to go back and learn the Irish and fit the words with the music. And then all the music we've chosen, as I said, is by Irish composers. So we have some gorgeous pieces from Liam Lawton and Bernard Sexton and Ian Callanan. So it's fantastic that we're sharing all of this music and celebrating Irish musicians as well and composers in this celebration specifically. So it's nice.
It's very good. And it's great to hear about the events happening down in the Bear Peninsula. I read their parish newsletter every week and they always seem to have a phenomenal amount of activities to keep people busy down there.
They have a fantastic community down there and a fantastic choir, brilliant organist. It was lovely to be down there and see the wonderful work that they're doing. And it's also really nice for me to visit a pastoral area and see the different parishes come together. So we had Alahees Beara as well as the Castletown Beara Choir. And I'm probably forgetting somebody else there now, so apologies if I have. But it was lovely to see them all come together and sing together. So they got a foretaste of what's going to happen on the 18th in the cathedral, where all those choirs are going to come together and musicians as well. So it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's excellent.
We're celebrating also our local musicians. So Nicky McAuliffe in Castle Island, who is a very, very well-known Irish fiddle player, he has composed a piece called Fáilte a Íosa, is the name of it. And we're going to play that for the offertory. So it's lovely. We were celebrating our own local composers as well to us here in Kerry.
Fantastic. I've definitely heard of Nicky McAuliffe.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. And his wife Anne as well. They've been fantastic. And he plays with us in Castle Island a lot, actually, because I do choir in Castle Island. And he plays with us quite a lot. And at the moment, our organist is out and he and Anne are playing a lot of the music with us. So it's lovely to have them there.
Oh, fantastic. You're playing in Castle Island as well. You're so busy.
Well, Castle Island is something I was always doing because I'm from Castle Island. So I've been doing the choir there with Celia Regan, who is our organist. Oh my goodness, how long am I doing it now? I'd say about 14 years.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We have a good choir there, about 30 of us all together. So it's great. And we're actually off to Rome for the Jubilee of Choirs.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're heading away on the 21st and we get to do the pilgrimage in Rome for the Jubilee of Choirs. And we're home on the 24th.
Wow.
So we have part of the pilgrimage is visiting a holy door. And then on the Sunday, the 23rd, we get to go to St. Peter's Basilica and celebrate Mass with Pope Leo.
Excellent. If there's any photos or recordings or audio you can get of that, if you send it on to me, I'll put it on the Diocesan website.
I will indeed, yeah.
So, Eilish, if anybody's listening and they want to get involved, I understand you're very eager to get people joining you at these workshops that seem like they're fantastical music music events of just such high skill and professionalism.
I don't know about that, but we're trying. Yeah, and actually, high skill and professionalism, I'm glad you said that, because I think sometimes people feel that they're not good enough. And if you're making music in any way to celebrate or to worship God, then as far as I'm concerned, you are more than welcome. So you do not have to be of a high standard. You don't have to play every piece. You don't have to sing every piece. If you can just come and join in what suits you, that's fantastic. So our workshops, the main one that people would need to be at really, I suppose, is Sunday the 9th, which is today, everybody is listening. That would be fantastic if people could come along today. So it's in St. Mary's Cathedral. It's starting at 2 o'clock. And Paula Gleason, the cathedral choir director there, is going to conduct for us as well that day and again on the 18th, which is fantastic because you get a chance to practice with the musicians, with all the choirs, sopranos, altos, tenors and basses in their little groups, big groups hopefully. And Paula will be there conducting as well. So that would be the ideal one to be at.
Yeah, so be sure to come along. And to say as well, when I said high skill and professionalism, I guess what I meant is that everything you're doing and everything I'm seeing from behind the scenes seems to be incredibly high effort and high enthusiasm.
Definitely.
So someone like me who doesn't necessarily know a good singer from a bad singer, it seems just incredibly skillful and professionalism. Yeah. But I think that's just kind of your love of the music just coming across to me. And if anybody has just a love of music and a desire to put in a bit of effort, you don't have to be perfect. You just sort of have to have the will.
Yes. And if you love music and you don't feel you are a singer or a player, please do come along on the night of the 18th. So we're celebrating Mass at 7:30. So it's probably a good idea to be there at 7. But we would love to see a huge congregation there as well. And you can sing along with the pieces that you know, even if you haven't been able to go to workshops.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons again, Ailish.
No problem. Thanks.
This is You Raise Me Up, sung by Ailish herself. These are the upcoming events from around the diocese. The volunteer ministry of the pastoral leader was introduced as a response to the changing needs of parish communities. The pastoral leaders work alongside the clergy and other volunteers in their parishes and pastoral areas, coordinating and supporting different aspects of parish life. If you're interested, for more information, check out dioceseofkerry.ie or contact Francis Rowland at dioceseofkerry.ie. On Monday, St. John's Parish Tralee will host a series of talks on the theme of Seeds of Hope in the church in Castle Street next week on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday night, all at 7 p.m. On Monday evening, Colette O'Doherty, Youth Coordinator for the Kerry Diocese, will speak on the theme of Hope and Young People. Two members of the Senecolo community, an addiction support group based in Knock, will speak on Hope and Addiction. And on the Wednesday evening, author and spiritual director Martina Lahan Sheehan will speak on the topic of hope and prayer. Each evening will open with a lecture and end with prayer and reflection. All are welcome. On Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., Castle Island will have their Padre Pio November devotions, witnessed by Father Maurice Brick. Brusnock Choir is beginning its Christmas practice programs, also on Tuesday at 7:15 p.m. in the gallery in Brusnock Church. Please join a small and welcoming group where you can revisit old Christmas classics and learn new hymns. In the Castle Island pastoral area, the November Mass for the Dead of the Year in Curro Church will take place Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. On Saturday, the Drumtariff Harvest Collection in aid of Cork Penny Dinners and local St. Vincent de Paul branch will take place in Drumtariff Hall from noon to 2 p.m. Also in Drumtariff, there will be a vigil mass in Derrynagree Church at 7:30 p.m., which will be offered to all who have died in the parish since last November. The Pioneers are having a rambling house at the Beaufort Community Hall on Saturday at 8 p.m. All are welcome. And next Sunday at 9 a.m., World Remembrance Day for Road Traffic Victims Annual Mass will take place at St. Mary's Church in Listowel. Finally, Pope Leo has posted on X, "One cannot love God without extending one's love to the poor. Love for our neighbour is tangible proof of the authenticity of our love for God." After the break, an update from the Franciscan Brothers.